Hello, this is Joe Stoppelbeam, pastor of Sunrise Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona. I would like to welcome you to this special broadcast of Streams in the Desert with evangelist Cliff Lawton, where living waters flow. And now with our message for this Lord's Day is our evangelist, Cliff Lawton.
And once again, I thank you. Thank you, dear Pastor Joe Stoppelbeam. And here we are again, dear friends, at this wonderful time of ministry and blessing and challenge. We have each and every Lord's Day at 5 p.m. This is Pastor Cliff Lawton of Temple Baptist Church of Tucson, Arizona. I want to thank you, and I praise God for this opportunity to give the winds a mighty voice that Jesus saves and to lift up Christ, our true and faithful stream in the desert. In this broadcast, we affectionately call Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. Well, this is the second Lord's Day of August, and thank God, August 12th here, and most of the Bible schools are over, and it hardly seems possible that young people are going to be going back to school. Some of them are already back at school already, and summer is really pretty much over for all practical purposes. But you know what that means? We can go back to Sunday school, amen? Back to God's house, back to church, and hopefully vacations are over and people can get back to the Lord. And some people forget the Lord in the summertime. Isn't that sad? That summertime becomes spiritual slumber time for them. And that's a sad thing. And so I thank God for the fact that we have Sunday school there at Temple Baptist Church at 10 a.m. Come on out at 10 o'clock, and we'll be teaching on the Romans chapter 8, and having victory over sin, and Carol's going to be teaching young people. We thank God for the classes, and so pray for the Sunday school ministry there at 10 o'clock, and then at 10:30, just a half an hour later, 10:30, the morning service starts, and we thank God for just the people who are coming out, the visitors, and people who are coming to Christ. Each and every week we see somebody getting saved, and we rejoice in that. And then as well, on Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m., we'll be having our Sunday evening service, and we have some testimonies, and we're just thanking God for the people who are faithful and come back at 5:30. And then on Tuesday at 7 p.m., our Bible study and prayer meeting, we're teaching on prayer, and we thank God for the ministry of prayer, and we're asking God to bless us. I hope you'll write to us and let us know you're listening. We appreciate those who do write to us. Write to us at Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 5339, 85703. Now, I know that Pastor Joe comes on at the end and says, write one to 16544. Don't write to that anymore. Write to Post Office Box 5339. And next week or so, we'll be having a new announcement for you, so we'll clarify everything for you in that. But write to us at P.O. Box 5339 85703. And you can also get us at the new Pastor Study every Friday evening at 8 p.m. and every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And that's on Cox 97. I think it's 125, something like that. We are going digital now, so there's a different station there. You'll have to look it in your guide. So just pray about that. And then on Sunday, we will continue to be analog. On Sunday morning, if that means anything to you, I believe it's still on Cox 97. Check the guide, though, 97 or 98. And just pray for us. Pray for us as we seek to continue to serve the Lord in a great and a wonderful way. The Bible says over in Malachi, of some very wonderful verses, Malachi 3, of course, many people know about, the matter of tithing. Oh, you can talk about tithing. Now, that's really not what I'm going to talk about. Something even more important there. He says, behold, it says in Malachi chapter 3, and of course, that's the last book of the Old Testament. It's the last chapter of the Old Testament, last few chapters of the Old Testament, chapter 3 and chapter 4. And he says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap." What deep, precious passages these are. In verse 3 it says, "And he shall sit as a refiner." Did you hear me, friend? "He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." You know, I'm thankful, dear friend, that I'm saved. You know, and I'm thankful that he saved me. But he didn't just save me to sit. He saved me, and then he justified me and sanctified me, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And you know, my constant prayer has been, "Lord, give us what we need, bread from heaven's oven, pure distilled water from the river flowing by the throne of God, fresh oil from the tree of life, a live coal from off the altar of God." And we've had trials, there have been trials and whatever, but I want to say, in the time of overwhelming need, "Lord, what wilt thou have us to preach?" You know, as the shepherd of the Old Testament said, "I have heard the bleating of the sheep." As it says in Jeremiah 37:17, "Is there any word from the Lord?" King Zedekiah brought Jeremiah up out of the dungeon and wanted an answer, a guidance, direction, a word from the Lord. People everywhere are saying, "Is there a word from the Lord?" I say, "Yes, there is." You say, "Well, maybe you're not sure about your salvation. What's your word from the Lord?" "God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And so I say to you, dear friend, are you sure that if you died today, tied this evening, this Sunday afternoon, this Lord's Day evening, if you should pass away today, are you sure you have a home in heaven? If you're not sure, you can be sure, dear friend. And I'd like to encourage you to trust this wonderful Savior that you and I have. That if you're not sure, say yes to Jesus. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," that's any man, any woman, anywhere, any time, "hear my voice, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." If you're willing to acknowledge that you're a sinner, that you've fallen short of the glory of God, you can say to Jesus, "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I need to be saved. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and life and forgive me of all my sins and take me to heaven when I die. I do now receive Jesus as my Savior. Give me grace to live for you in Jesus' name. Amen." Will you pray a similar prayer to that? You say, "Well, I didn't catch all that prayer." Dear friend, it's not the prayer, it's the heart. You say yes to Jesus. Say, "I know I'm a sinner. All have sinned to come short of the glory of God." Say, "Yes, I know I'm a sinner. I'm lost. Friend, there is a hell. God didn't make it for you and I. He made it for Satan. But if we go and persist in going Satan's way, then that's who we're going to live with for eternity. You want to live with Jesus? Then receive Jesus. I encourage you to do so. And then I speak to those who are saved. Is there a word from the Lord for our nation? Yes, Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Is there any word for the Lord for the atheist? Yes, Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Is there a word for the Lord for husbands? Yes, love your wives. And wives, yes, submit yourself. And children, obey your parents. Now the saints come and say, "Is there a word from the Lord?" Yes, there's a word from the Lord for us today in this day and age, August 12th, 2007. Yes, there's nothing spiritual about an unmarked Bible, dear friend. You can mark your Bible on this one. The exposition of this is that there's a refiner. You see, there's much talk about the substance of oil. I heard somebody say recently, said, "Well, if somebody wanted to cripple the United States, all he would have to do is set a bomb off at the refinery in Houston or in those areas down in Texas." You see, dear friend, We have Iran and Iraq. We have the Arab nations. The spoil is oil. You see, but the crude oil is taken off the fields, but it's not really usable in vehicles. It must be refined to gasoline to be used in cars. And then we have unleaded, and that's even more refining. And we have ethanol as well. You see, diamonds are a crude stone uncut in the raw. But you know, when you cut that diamond, it becomes beautiful. And so it is with that black crude coming out of the ground. It's pretty useless until it's refined, and then it can be used in our vehicles. So some talk about new gold and silver discoveries, but I'd say to you, as precious stones are taken to a refiner's shop, they're put on fire, and it becomes more valuable because the impurities come out of it. The idea here is, dear friend, that he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And that's what he wants to do in your life. He wants to purify you and me. The refiner is the Lord himself, and he shall sit. That means he has patience and care and watchfulness. And the refining is a purifying. You see, the Christian life is a purification process. Why is that? So that when we get to heaven, it won't be such a shock, dear friend. And so God says he's coming to heaven. There's gold. Is there gold and silver and precious stones? And so the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In verse 12, it says in 1 Corinthians 3, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man shall be work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. What sort of work is yours? If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, it shall suffer loss. You see, the Lord wants that fire to burn in our lives, you see, to purify us. And just as those who work with precious metals, they know just the right amount of heat, and then they clean the impurities off, and when God sees himself and his image in us, then he knows the purification has taken place. I want us to listen to a song by Crown College, a very precious song. And it's a very serious song. It's about the refining, the refiner's fire, and how we need to desire the refiner's fire, dear friend. Our lives are alloyed with the world. Listen closely. White hot with holy flame, and all who dare pass through its blaze will not emerge the same. Yes. Some as bronze and some as silver, some as gold, yet with great skill, amen. Listen closely now. The refiner's fire has now become my soul desire. Choose the refiner's fire. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for those precious words. Bring it back up again, Brother Blaine. You know, dear friend, God isn't finished with us yet. He still has some of the alloy of the world to burn out. See, we're gold and silver and precious stones. But we're not pure yet. We're still alloyed with the world. And we have that sinful nature. There's much wood, hay, and stubble in our lives. God needs to burn away the impurities and the flesh, the carnality. God wants to purify us. He wants us to desire the refiner's fire, dear friend. Thank God for it. Listen to that chorus once again. The refiner's fire has now become my desire. Yes. Did you hear that? Thank you, Brother Mike Fox. What a beautiful voice. And the Crown College Choir. Thank you for that stirring, moving, deep song. You know, we don't need this silly, contemporary fluff that are in so many churches with the pounding beat of the world. God needs to take the refiner's fire through those churches. And God needs to take the refining fire through our lives. God's speaking to you, dear friend. He's speaking to me. He wants to purify us. And the scripture says, over in 1 Peter chapter 1, or 1 Peter chapter 4 first, where he says there, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." Oh, no. "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you." So, dear friend, thank God. If you're saved today, you know you're dabbling in some stuff. You know you got some things in your life the Lord needs to burn out with the fire of his word and his Holy Spirit. You see, fiery trials purify our hearts and our lives. We don't like them. We shrink from them. We run from them. And yet God, many times, wants to take the fire of his word. "Is not my word like a fire?" Jeremiah said. Notice it says in 1 Peter chapter 1. He says here that the trial of your wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. I'm speaking to somebody out there. I know it. You're going through some trials and some temptations. I want to tell you, friend, the trial of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, there are men of God who have suffered a lot more than I have. I can remember being in a pastor's meeting with Dr. Tom Williams as he tearfully gave his wonderful, stirring testimony about how his wife got spinal meningitis while going up Masada in the Holy Land and had to bring her back and nurture her back to health. And yet she never has come back, and how faithful he has been. And there was a Dr. Winiger as sharing about how Marilyn, his precious wife with MS, the trial of that, and Bob Kelly and April Kelly, and how she was in a wheelchair. And oh, listen, dear friend, there are those suffering far greater than we are. People who are in third world countries, who have to scrounge for little bugs to eat just to keep themselves alive. Are you thankful, dear friend, for the blessings of God that he has given you? You say, "Well, you don't understand, Brother Lawton. You don't know the trials I'm going through." No, but God does. And he uses tools in his royal refinery. You see, God has a refinery, dear friend. The word of God is that fire. "Is not my word like a fire?" he says. The word of God is quick and sharp and powerful like a two-edged sword. He uses trials, knowing this, that the trial of your faith is much more precious. He uses afflictions. Job 23:10, "But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Don't you want to come forth as gold? Oh, I trust you do. But I want to tell you, this is not going to last forever, these trials. We're soon going to be done with trials and troubles. Now let's listen to something a little bit more lively. as we think about how we are going to be soon done with troubles and trials. But not yet. Here we go.
One of these days I'm going home, where no sorrows ever come.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Safe from heartache, pain, and care, we shall all that glory share. And I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
Yes, we'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. In that home, yes, in that home on the other side. I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
Amen.
I shall behold His blessed face. I shall feel His matchless grace. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Oh, what peace and joy sublime in that home of love divine. And I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
Amen.
We'll soon be done.
You know, I don't know how soon we're going to be done with troubles and trials, but dear friend, I know God has a purpose for troubles and trials. Romans 8:28 is true. Yes, God does work all things together for good to them that love God. Praise God, dear friend. You know, we have these struggles and these trials here. You know, I'm not just looking for a fire escape. God has a purifying reason for the trials. He shall sit as a refiner, dear friend. And He's going to sit in your life like a refiner. But praise God, one day I will be totally purified. I will be perfected. One day pride will be eradicated. And carnality. 1 John 3:2, it says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, and we shall see Him as He is. You see, dear friend, I think of that refiner in Manchester, England, I read about, who sits down beside the crucible. And when he looks down on the liquid metal and he sees his own image perfectly reflected, he knows the purification is completed. So it is with us. God uses in His royal refinery the precious Word of God, trials, just properly meted, just in proper application for you and I. You see, God can use afflictions, He can use trials, He can use another brother in Christ. You see, God used even Satan himself as a tool to refine and purify. Over in Job 1:9, doth Job fear God for naught, for nothing? Good question today. You see, a lot of Christians love God after a fashion because He prospers them. We have this health and wealth gospel. Well, if you're not healthy and wealthy, then you're not right with God, you're not even saved. But that's not the way it is, friend. We're going to have trials and troubles in this life. 2 Corinthians 12:7, here was the greatest Christian who ever lived. He said, Lest I should be exalted above measure, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. Paul was purified in Satan's attack. Isaiah 30:20 has a purpose for those trials. And though the Lord give you the bread of affliction and the water of adversity, yet shall not thy teachers be removed. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah 48:10 says, Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. His way was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I recline and repine? Take courage, royal feet, and lift a... Take courage, dear friend, because royal feet left a blood-red track on the road of life and consecrated a thorny path. You see, let this truth sink down into your ears. Jesus is coming for you and me. And wear that truth as a blessed thought like a necklace of diamonds around the neck of your memory, like a gold ring around the finger of remembrance. And recall, use the glorious promises of God with holy violence. Cash in on them, my dear friends, for life's spiritual silver and gold. What does God desire to purify in my life? What needs to be pure in my life? You see, we need to thank the Lord for the Lord and nothing else. Jesus, thou joy of loving hearts, thou fountain of life, thou light of men. from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. Thy truth unchanged hath ever stood. Thou savest those that on thee call. To them that seek thee, thou art good. To them that find thee, all in all. O, we taste thee, O thou living bread, and long to feast upon thee still. We drink of thee the fountain head, and thirst from thee our souls to fill. O Jesus, ever with us stay, may all our moments calm and bright. Make all our moments calm and bright. Chase the dark night of sin away. Shed o'er the world thy holy light. Bernard of Clairvaux wrote that. Do you yearn for Jesus, dear friend? Do you yearn for his refining fire in your life? I hope and pray that you do. I thank God for the pastors across America who are standing up for Christ. Here's Brother David Gibbs. He's got to have a legal ministry just to keep some preachers out of jail just because they're standing up for Christ and preaching the gospel and preaching against the sins of the day. Oh, we live in tremendously difficult days, dear friend, to serve God. And yet Jesus wants us to serve him faithfully. He is a refiner, dear friend. He sits as a refiner in our lives. And he has a purpose for these trials. And maybe you're in the furnace of affliction. Maybe you're in some fiery trial. God has a purpose for it, dear friend. Let's rejoice in that, because he is the fountain of living waters. Let's rejoice until next week. This is C.F. Lawton saying, keep looking up.
Thank you, Brother Cliff, and once again we thank you, dear friend, for tuning in to Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. We trust you were blessed and challenged by God's precious word. If you are not sure about your own personal salvation, or if you have a spiritual need, we would love to hear from you and provide counsel and materials for your own spiritual growth. You can write to us at Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 16544, Tucson, Arizona 85732. Or you can contact us at 520-250-9201. And by the way, Brother Cliff is available for special meetings and pulpit supply also. Well, God bless you richly. And be sure to join us the next Lord's Day at 5 p.m. for Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow.